Okay. I gotta get some... I gotta go to the gas station. I'm weirdly hungry for being awake 3 hours earlier than normal. I'm still... surprisingly hungry. Normally I don't wake up and want to eat immediately.
What you got me charged with?
Probably. I should probably actually just get gas. Now, I could technically make it to the office. With what I've got. Here says the traffic's pretty normal, so maybe I don't need to get, well, whatever, I need to get something to eat.
Out the way, and then you get
I just had an idea. A bad one, but that's how we're gonna go. Oh, this... They look closed.
Our store is closed. Please, good morning, may I help you?
Hi, can I place an order? Your sign's not on, is it?
The menu just on? Up?
No, the lights are off, but you guys are open? Okay, great. Yeah, can I get a number 6 with a large Diet Coke, please?
Okay, anything else, sir?
Nope, that's it.
I think I'm going to take one
of them,
please.
Okay. It's real crazy. Sign wasn't on, and even started playing something, some kind of recording, saying that they were closed. Maybe they just opened. God, it's 5 a.m. Living real stealth. It's a Ford Explorer in front of me. I had to open the door and to, I guess, I don't know, the window doesn't work. Can't hand money through it or whatever, but I had to pull forward and then lean, open the door all the way into the side of the building. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Yeah, I know it looks closed, but if you know the right people, you can get breakfast. More Black Ops? Probably not. I have a copy of it with me. We'll see.
Are you
the
number 6 or number 7?
6.
6. Hey, before you ask, last day, right?
Yep.
Let's go to 573, please.
Okay. No, that's okay. All right, thanks, you too. Okay.
not eating a lot of fast food breakfast these days, but today is a special kind of fucked up day. It requires a special kind of fucked up food. Now I'm going to pump some gas into my car. And I guess pump some gas into my stomach as well. Is that gross? I don't know. That's... I gotta go inside and get a drink too, because I'm gonna need stuff for later.
Jeez. Chaos in there.
There's kind of a youngish dude in there staring at the energy drink case when I went in there to get mine. And wow, what did he say? Oh man, he didn't say anything to me. But he said something else after the fact that it was, oh, that's right. He was just like, yeah, I'm just, you know, charged to the game. I don't know if he had, it seemed like he had a Bluetooth earpiece and like he was talking to somebody else, but I don't think that was actually the case. So charge to the game, yeah, I'm just gotta go to this A meeting at like 6:30 or whatever, fucking bullshit. And then he started kind of mouthing off to this woman. It seemed like maybe they knew each other or knew some of the same people or something, but... So you should open another register, which then she did, because the line was really long. And then he ended up getting pulled over to her line or whatever. And then he was just talking to her, like, yeah, that guy's a dick. You know, he's just like, whatever, man. Like, what's really good? What's crapping in, you know? And I was just like, I had to, like, keeping it in while that dude was saying what's crapping in was... something of a challenge. Alright, let's get on this fucking freeway. And find out what's really crapping it. I watched a little bit of Austin doing his thing before I went to bed last night. I ended up staying up too late, knowing that I would have to wake up at 4. I needed to make sure that the Black Ops 3 review went up and was done and all this other stuff. So there was like a few last minute things I was kind of scrambling to look over and also, it's real cold. Well, you know, depending on where you live, whatever. It's 46 degrees right here right now, and I think it got down into the 30s last night, or perhaps a little close to it. But I haven't turned on my heater yet for the year. It got cold all at once. It was like November hit, and it was like, all right, fuck it, let's go. And the temperature drops. There are a lot of cars out here on the road, but everyone's going fast. It seems like if you're driving this early, you're probably some kind of crazy professional commuter. So all these cars are tailgating each other, but everyone's doing 70, and it's fucking scary as shit out here. At least it's clear. I was worried it was going to be foggy, too. I hate eating in the car. Anything that's not, like, neatly packaged, you know? This is definitely not neatly packaged, but here we go. Okay. Amazing how quickly these things cool off. Feels like something that was once warm. Maybe. That was thoroughly unsatisfying, but at least I'm not hungry. I get to turn on the stream myself this morning because Drew and Jason aren't going to be in when we get going. Wait, can I get in this lane or is it carpool time? What does this sign say? It says 6. I think that said 6. Yeah, this might be kind of the last hurrah for me working the TriCaster for a little bit. And, yeah, I don't know, we'll see how that goes. I know how to make that stuff go, but this time we're going to be trying to stream to 3 different sources, and I've got a quick crash course now to get that going last night, and it's easy. What could possibly go wrong? As my friend Bubsy would say, he's a bobcat. So yeah, I get to flip the blue switches, light it up, and all that sort of stuff. I can't hit any of the buttons for realsies until Austin's done, huh? Well, hopefully Brad or Dan will get in. I think Brad will be in, hopefully. Not too far after me, and then it's hard to check microphones when you're alone, I discovered. Like, you can look at the meters and know, like, okay, well, this meter is bouncing, I know this is the right microphone and all that stuff, but actually monitoring the audio for a little bit and going, like, okay, is this actually sound okay, or does this sound like fucking trash? Like, that's, you need other people for that sort of stuff. Pointing cameras and making sure cameras are pointed at the right, like, height for people, like, oh, the cameras are all already pointed, it's usually not an issue, but, you know, stuff you want to check. And then, I've got a wide swath of old games that'll be available to run, to load, if you will. Brad just got into the Overwatch beta, so we're going to mess around with some of that. We'll have Dan on the Wii U building Super Mario Maker level for pretty much the entire 12 hours, I think. Maybe we'll take a break to play some of the new event courses or something like that. Take a break from the making of, or show some of the making of, so maybe some people can get some input on it. I don't know. We'll see. We'll be rotating through stuff. We got time, you know. Carpool time doesn't start till 6:30. We are good. I can be in this lane for, well, as long as it'll take, hopefully. Okay. Settle in and enjoy this Diet Coke. something about a fountain drink. You know, it's nice, crisp out of the bottle and all that sort of stuff, but there's something about a nice fast food restaurant fountain-ass Coke. Or Diet Coke, as the case may be. Maybe it's the filthy ice or unclean lines that the drink gets pumped through before it finds its way into your cup, you know? Voting. Maybe people will finally allow me to play Valis 3. I'll finally get to play some Sword of Sodan. Maybe I should show people how, like, to cheat in things. I don't know if that's actually interesting, but a little cheat engine, a little, you know, emulator cheat type stuff. Definitely get some requests from that. I don't know that it's like makes for like great streaming though, because it's a bunch of tiny windows with a bunch of fucking numbers in them. I find that pardon me. The emulator called BizHawk is pretty good for cheat search, memory freezes, that sort of stuff. That was how we did Super Mario Brothers 2 the other day. BizHawk does not necessarily have, like, cheat search as cleanly built as Cheat Engine does for PC stuff. I mean, I guess you can theoretically use Cheat Engine with an emulator, but the memory addresses you're going to get are going to not be specific to the game. It'll be, well, you'd have to then load that emulator and that game same pair and all that other stuff, and if the emulator version changed, that might change some of your addresses and some of that stuff. Because something like Cheat Engine is searching the RAM on your entire computer. Or, well, it's searching a process, I guess, right? It's searching everything attached to a process. You hook it up to the game that's running, and then search against that. Fire up like a simple PC game, something that came out relatively recently, like Downwell. I was able to figure out Downwell, I think. Or did I download a file for Downwell? Anyway.
BC, that's kids smoking, that's me with a chicken, that's tree. My missy so sexy, she's a bitch. Shorty, you can't play me, I'm a general, baby. What, you crazy? Fuck town with niggas, we acting so shady.
When we send shots to your fittings, rock two-tone, two rags, and whip, just get it. I love to shit it. Fuck you if you ain't with it. Out here, I know the DA, he gets us acquitted. So why would I up and leave behind all my team? All that green, looking brand new, and start out clean. My 16, we dream as crap for hoes. Been all around the world, still Brooklyn zone.
Brooklyn, where we live at? Chuckle and nigga trap.
What we live is what you read about. And any time of the day, we bring the heaters out. My nigga stack is dope, then he brought the Beamer out. Now you wonder what Uncle B's about. B-R-O-O, K-L-Y-N with a couple hoes. Got a couple weed bags, had enough of those. Investing a few pounds on a couple loads. My niggas hustle most aggressive and keep the toast. On point with a beast and whenever beef approach. If you want me, you can find me in the reaper smoke. From close, man. Anyone can peek, reach a ghost.
On my heights, the kid was smoke. You lie, beat one of the greatest. Can't tell you all the things. My niggas do for the papers. My rocks look like haters. They got models for ladies. Jumping with fresh fears, always dropping the ladies. I'm in the game, smelling right. Sweat Tim's on my feet. Move with the heat. Trouble bees and ruin the speech. Four in the week. Catch me in the park getting set. Spread around and stare over the ball. Behind the neck. Out in
Brooklyn, where we live at. Chuckling and get trapped. And I let them pick at. My army got my bit at.
Brooklyn, where we live at.
Chuckling and get trapped. And I let them pick at. My army got my bit at.
Man, there are two lanes to my left. And I'm going 10 miles over the speed limit anyway. You do not need to be tailgating me like that. This is stupid. Fucking stupid. Yeah, there you go. Jacked up fucking pickup truck right behind me. Blasting lights in here. Time and I'm driving into a big city. I need some up to no good type music, you know? Yes, like On Our Own by Bobby Brown from the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack. That's exactly what I was thinking about. I don't have it in me to
there listen are
to.
Seven known wonders of the world.
if that started with the rap verse, I've listened to that, but. Ah.
Well,
What up, though?
Another selection from the Favela Booty Beats compilation. Ah, yes. Here we go. This is probably some fucking, like, quite literally built for driving empty city streets type music. Like a zombie version of Outrun, perhaps. Man, if the traffic was this light every morning, that would be some shit, man. I'm already in San Francisco. I'm already over the bridge.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I blew it. I blew it. Construction dudes are already getting set up to do construction dude work, which right now appears to be a lot of hanging around. Is the dude here, or am I gonna... looks like he's not. I get to park my own car. Awesome. Park it sloppily. Well, okay, getting close to this pole here. Making some automotive mistakes here in terms of how this is going. Trying very hard not to scrape my car on this fucking pillar, and boy, I am fucking it up. But I haven't crashed the car. Okay, this is actually... we're gonna back away from the pillar and try this one again. And try not to hit this pillar on the other side. Man, this garage is fucked. Let's just... get in here like this, straighten out. And then we can get closer, huh? How about that? There we go. Cool? Cool.
not get through that door without a key card. It's the rules. All right, I actually have to go. I gotta go handle some stuff. But perhaps I will turn this back on once we get closer to get going. I don't know. Might be fun. See you later.